Work is done for the day, and daylight is fading slowly into a pastel sunset. It's a good time to tune your radio to a cool mix of music from somewhere near the 45th parallel. It's the North Country Night Drive. Thank you. Mr. Herbie Mann live at the village gate with Coming Home Baby. And we started that set off with Verley Mills and Midnight Sun from the Harp with a Beat LP. Well, I am DJ Frederick and you're cruising with Easy Tempo Sounds on the North Country Night Drive. Thank you. You're along for a musical journey on the road less taken. It's the North Country Night Drive with DJ Frederick. If you'd like to broadcast the North Country Night Drive on your LPFM community or internet radio station, email us at grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com. That's grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The final battle of a war between Rome and Carthage sent many warships to their doom. Scientists have pulled up artifacts from some of those vessels. And at least one of the artifacts became a busy home for life. Biologists found evidence of more than 100 species, clams, worms, snails, and others, a record of how life colonized the artifact over the centuries. The battle took place in 241 BC. It was in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Sicily, a large island near the toe of Italy's boot. Rome was blockading the island. Carthage sent a fleet to break through, but Rome won the battle and the war. In 2017, scientists recovered several artifacts from that site. One was a ram, a hollow bronze object attached to the front of a ship. It was used to ram through the sides of enemy boats. The ram is 3 feet long and weighs 375 pounds. The ram was restored in 2019. Workers preserved all the evidence of life. Biologists then sifted through that material. They cataloged 114 species. Some inhabited the ram, while others were pieces of shell or other hard bits that had been carried into the ram by the currents. The organisms came from several nearby habitats, including seagrass beds and both muddy and rocky seafloors. Some of the species were mobile, while others were stationary, probably washed up by the currents. They reflect the life across a wide area of the Mediterranean and across more than two millennia. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
This is Bird Note. Any hobby or special interest has its own jargon. You'll pick up on the silly slang that birders use as you go, like calling the yellow-rumped warbler butterbutt. Still, learning a few basics of bird vocab is useful when you're starting out. It'll help you ask better questions when you're confused. And there's a good place to look for those vocab terms: the opening pages of a bird field guide. Most of the book is made up of species descriptions, but the first few sections have general info about what to call the different parts of a bird, basics on bird behavior, and birding tips. So it's a quick and helpful read before a trip to find birds. For now, here are a few vocab words to get you started. The feathers on top of a bird's head are called the crown. Bird vocalizations come in two general types: songs, used to attract mates, and calls, with other meanings such as alarm or just, "Hey, I'm over here." The bright white lines found on many songbirds' wings are called wing bars. Like any language, the more you immerse yourself, the faster you'll learn. For Bird Note, I'm Jonies Franklin.
You're cruising with Easy Tempo Sounds on the North Country Night Drive. You're listening to Music Under the Northern Sky with the North Country Night Drive. I'm DJ Frederick. If you'd like more information about this broadcast and a playlist, you can email us at grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com. Some really good stuff there by the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio from the album Close But No Cigar, released in 2018. That was Can I Change My Mind? Before that, we heard Kiara Geller with Let There Be Light, and we started off with Cal Jader on the Vibes Walk On By. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Music Under the Northern Sky with the North Country Night Drive.
You're listening to Herbert R. Clark's Bride of the Waves from 1915, and you're on the Soundbeat. Clark is generally considered one of the greatest cornetists of all time. His first cornet was a government-issued one. He was given it while a member of the Queen's Own Rifle Band, part of the Canadian Armed Forces. He was good enough for Sousa's band, so much so that John Philip didn't want to let him go. You see, Clark had informed Sousa several times that he'd planned to retire at the age of 50. He considered it an age when cornetists generally lost their ability. Sousa tried to dissuade him, saying he thought Clark's playing to be better than ever. "Then I'll quit while I'm ahead," he replied. And sure enough, he did. So, Wynton Marsalis is generally known for his trumpet playing. If you've never heard him on cornet, or even if you have, go to soundbeat.org right now to see him with the Boston Pops. Just wow. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick. North Country Night Drive is a mix of obscurities and mellow music produced by Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire. If you'd like to air the North Country Night Drive on your LPFM community or internet station, email me at grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com. That's grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com. The Renegades on the North Country Night Drive. I'm DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening, coming along this musical journey on the road less taken. If you'd like to air the North Country Night Drive on your LPFM community or internet radio station, just email me at grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com. That's grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com. North Country Night Drive is a production of Skybird Studios from Northumberland, New Hampshire.